the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Resides and performs in and around the Midwest region. Raina's newest EP, 1018, in partnership with the Toledo Arts Commission, is now available everywhere on the planet, Brains. Anywhere you can download it, you better hurry up and get it because it is off the chain. Funky kind of neo-soul kind of vibe, but in addition to that, she's now catapulting into being an artist as far as acting and voiceover, giving music and voice lessons, songwriting, as she plays the ukulele. Who does that but a brain? Help me welcome to the Edge, Raina Mystique.
What's up? Thank you so much for having me, April. What's going on, brains?
It's all good. It is all good. I had to just jump right out the pocket with your music off the bat. You know, people got to make you wait and all that kind of stuff. No, they was not clicking off on that. I wanted them to touch you and feel you like I did. So we met here in San Diego at the Poetry Spot. I was doing some spoken word, and you were doing some open mic, you and your husband. And now look at you. 5 years later, you are at the top of your game. You're doing music. You're doing acting. You're mothering. And you're traveling around the country in a van. So let's start the beginning. Let's talk a little bit about the music. What is going on with the music?
Okay. Oh, the music is just great. I've been performing a lot lately, writing a lot, so there will be new music coming soon. But in the meantime, like April said, go check out 1018. I'm in love with this EP. I think it came out beautifully. It was all recorded analog, which is super awesome. I think you can hear that in the quality. It was recorded in San Diego.
Wow, that is great. So your husband, Mike, he is a musician, plays great guitar. What other instruments does he play?
Mike does everything. It's ridiculous.
He's
starting to sing. He's been working on singing for like a year now. He's finally letting me teach him. But he plays piano for Skank's Roots Project. They're about to go on tour. He plays bass.
Now, is he in a separate band from your band?
He's in a few bands. So he's with a band that's based out of Central California called Skank's Roots Project, and then he plays with a band that's based in Toledo called Green Acre Session, and then he plays with me. So he's a busy guy.
Wow, music is your life. Are you finding that Bishop, your son, is learning to be musically inclined as well?
He is. He's definitely more into, like, dance, which I think has a big part to do with music. So he likes to move his body, but he's dabbling. And, you know, we're not pushing him. We're his parents. No kid wants to listen to their parents. But he does shows with us. Like, if he did a show with us last weekend, and we gave him, you know, his cut of the money. So he's learning the ropes.
He's cute.
Had some paid gigs.
Now, you also play instruments. I love how you play the ukulele. You said you've been playing that now for about 5 years, right?
Yeah, I did. I picked it up when I was pregnant, and I told myself, you know what, my son's never going to not know me playing an instrument, and it's worked so far, so I've kept it going. I like it.
Well, I think it's really unique. I had another guest on my show. Shout out to Teacher Cheryl up in Northern California, and she has like a group of 10 or 15 people, and they are just all together in unison on that ukulele. So I love it. So
love it.
Talk to me a little bit about songwriting. Is it seven
awesome.
Notes?
Good topic.
Yeah, so, you know,
well,
what is it about
notes, really.
Creating the great song? Because you know what? I got a song. I'm going to talk to you offline about it. But I recorded it, so we don't have to.
Awesome.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But anyway, get back to you. Tell me a little bit about
I'm gonna
songwriting.
Have a sneak peek brain. you know what? When I'm teaching songwriting, I tell people that there's no rules. Obviously, I personally prefer a song that has a beginning, a middle, and an end, you know, a chorus, a verse, maybe a fun little bridge. But really, there's no rules. I mean, there's experimental music. You can do whatever you want. I usually start with a melody. Words are not usually the first thing I start with. So it'll either be like a chord progression, or maybe I'm like walking in the park and I hear like a little melody in my head. And then it just goes from there. And when I'm songwriting for other people, you know, they become my client, and it's, what are you looking for? So it just like kind of all depends on the project.
All kind of genres would you do? Would you do a little country? Could you do a little blues? Could you do a little bit of everything?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I love a project. I haven't written like heavy metal. I've recorded heavy metal, but that would be like probably one of the only genres that I haven't written in. And I've written in other languages. That's fun. Obviously, like, having somebody there to check me is always a good thing when it's not English. But, yeah, definitely, because the rules are kind of the same. You know, there's – you might use different, like, spice – like, different notes to spice it up or, borrow this from that. But really it's the same format, right? There's a chorus, there's a verse, there's a bridge. And which ones are you going to use in what order?
I know. My mother told me she can't carry a tune in a paper bag. Tell us a little bit about voiceover and voice lessons. What do you do to
Everybody
keep your voice
sing.
In tip-top shape? Because that is your instrument, and you use that a lot.
Yeah, yes. I drink a ton of water, so my goal is always a gallon a day. There's some days that I fall short, but I'm pretty on the mark. And I'm one of those people that doesn't sing at concerts. You will catch video of me, and it will look like I'm singing my heart out, but I'm lip singing. That's a big one. That's a big tip. So, like, I'm careful. Like, I like to have fun, but, like, I'm not a drinker. I don't really drink. And just making sure that I warm up a lot. Like, I stretch my body. Like, I know people don't think about it, but, like, stretching out your neck and your shoulders and massaging the muscles in your face, those go a really long way to kind of preserving the internal mechanisms of your instrument. So.
Wow. Okay, that's a great tip. That's a great tip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change the subject here. You done traveled across the country with my baby Bishop in the van. What were you guys thinking? You know, Mr. Magnificent told me that. He said, baby, when I'm retired here totally in a few years, he said, we're going to get one of those Mercedes-Benz vans. He says, we're going to drive and see all 50 states. I was like, we can't fly nowhere.
I think he's on the right track. I'm pretty sure that our next van is going to be a Sprinter van. I think, is that the one he's talking about?
Right. What was you driving in? Did you have a nice VW van? A friend of mine has a VW van. They travel. Yeah, girl. Yeah, she be doing it, too.
That hit me.
Yep.
We had a Chevy.
Well, that was fun.
And
it's very adventurous, you know, to go out and to be in a different place and, you know, just kind of vibe with different people and enjoy the experience, not feeling rushed. Tell me about a couple of the most beautiful places that you saw during your travels in the van.
Okay. One of my favorites was Mount Rushmore. It is it's amazing. It made me want to cry. Like, it was almost overwhelming. I could have been there all day. Mount Shasta is absolutely beautiful. You know what was really cool, and I would have never guessed it, but Minneapolis was so cool.
That's where Prince is from. Are you kidding me?
Yes. Yes, Prince must just be all up in that city because it was like this little diamond, this little gem that we found of a city, and we really enjoyed that. The Redwoods were amazing. America, you guys, if you have not gone out and just hopped in your car and done a road trip or,
you don't
have to go extreme like us, but maybe you should. I mean, rest stops are so American, just to be able to drive and pull over, and there's just – we live in a really beautiful country. There's so much to see.
Oh, yeah.
New York, obviously.
And that's a life experience. That's a life experience. And I'm sure that it was great inspiration for music and creating more projects because you were just, you know, you were feeling your feelings, as they say. So now.
Well, 1018 was – oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So 1018 was recorded in San Diego, but it was recorded – the first half was 2 weeks when we had already left for van life, so we came back and recorded the first few songs. And then the second half of the songs were written on van life. And then I went back to San Diego like a year later and recorded with my band. So van life had there's a song on 1018 called Adventure, and it's literally about van life.
Well, speaking about other tracks on your song, EP, Brains, I want to take a break, just a second, so that I can hip you more to Reina Mystique's music on her CD, 1018, and I think we are going to be doing Superior. Are you ready, Brains?
Yes.
If not, you better get ready and turn the volume up. I'll be right back with you. Hang on, baby.
eclipse of 2017. Get me higher than puffing on sticky OG. The freckle on your thigh, the sparkle in your eyes reminds me of why you're superior. Than any prose, speech, or poem. You inspire like nature in its given form. The curls on your head, the color of your skin reminds me why you're superior. Tiptoe into eternity.
I needed to get outside of myself, and I went on an audition and I got a job, and I went on some more auditions and I got some more jobs, and I found something that was just completely therapeutic to me. It was it's this amazing thing that I never even thought to do. So.
And so what kind of roles have you played thus far?
I've been a Brooklyn cadaver cleaner.
Oh, Lord.
I've been a really lonely lady in a bar. I've been a really brilliant black aerospace engineer who's dealing with, like, life problems. I was one of the Rosies in a musical. One of the Riveters, right? From that iconic picture. Let's see, what else have I done? I've
that
been a revolutionist.
Amazing. It's been a long time. I'm just so proud of you, all the things that you're doing. And so tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to download your EP 1018. Oh, and tell them about the surprise
definitely.
We have on for them, too.
We have a surprise for them?
Yeah.
Do I know the surprise, April? Brains. I don't think I know the surprise.
Now, look, you just gave us 3 CDs to give away. Really? Who does that?
Yeah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Definitely, definitely. Look, I'm super excited for surprises. I just forget surprises. Yes. Definitely,
oh, goodness gracious.
Following your host. So that you can figure out how to win a copy, a signed copy of 1018, a hard copy. And in the meantime, you can go to reinamystique.com and you can find out when my shows are and when I'm teaching online classes. And you can download 1018 and stream it from Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, YouTube. You can Google me, Reina Mystique. All the places. I'm all the places.
All the places, all over the planet. I tell you, that's what we do, brains. We only bring you the best, the boldest, the brightest, the funkiest, the unique. Reina Mystique is here on the edge with us. Thank you, Sugar Dumplings. I'm so glad you came back to visit. When you come back to San Diego, make sure we get together and meet at the Space Bar for some tea, okay?
Yes, it is definitely a day. Thank you so much for having me. Shout out to all you brains out there listening. I really appreciate you.
All right, I appreciate you too. Brains, I'm telling you, enter to win. Follow my page, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Spotify, Blog Talk, iTunes, Google. I am all over the Mickey Fricky planet. You better get ready. Come on back to the edge. Thank you, baby. Anytime, okay?
Great.